Om Shanti. In the series of See Self, See Father, we spoke about aspects of See Self in the last few recordings. Today I am going to talk about the aspects of See Father. Although it is difficult to encompass in just a few talks about what Baba means by See Father, I will try to highlight the main things that Baba has allowed me to observe through Murli's and through his own behavior in this aspect of See Father. The purpose is for the listener to understand the areas that I have to focus upon in effort making in order to understand how to become like God. When Baba talks about the mantra of See Father, we all understand that he means that we should look at the life of Brahma. The life of Brahma Baba is a template for Brahmins. All the aspects of the effort making that Brahma did, all the aspects of all the scenes in Brahma's life, the knowledge bases that he spoke about, the experiences that Brahma Baba had, and in a subtle manner, the changes that Brahma Baba's consciousness underwent through the process of being in Raj Yoga with the Supreme Soul during a period of 33 years. This is the primary aspect that we have to focus on when we are looking at the mantra of See Father. Brahma Baba and Mama were both seeds in the sense, are both seeds in the sense that they possess the original eternal sanskars of divinity. And in that sense, those sanskars are the ones which we have to copy or emulate or inculcate, whichever is easier for us, in order to see Father constantly. Brahma Baba embodied the best example of how could God be in a physical form, or what is God in a physical form. This is the first aspect of See Father. Looking at Brahma Baba's life, reading about all the aspects of his life, reading about the episodes in his life, which is what we will face in the future. Brahma Baba's experiences were not merely experiences. They are maps for us in order to understand what kind of attitude should we adopt when we are faced with similar situations. For example, the experience of beggary or poverty that Brahma Baba had. All of us are going to be in that no resource zone in the future sometime. So what is the attitude that Brahma Baba adopted? What is the attitude that Mama adopted? Adam and Eve, the first people on this earth, what was their attitude? If I practice that attitude now, during Sangam Yuga, the confluence age of this Kalpa, then that attitude will stay with me for the entire of the next Kalpa, and I will be able to be in the state of elevated karma always. So this is the aspect of See Father. The aspect of first aspect of See Father is looking at Brahma Baba's life, knowing him better as a person, knowing his journey from being a human to being that avyakt Brahma. and finding all the scenes, episodes, incidents, experiences of Brahma, Baba and Mama's life in order to know what is the attitude that we should adopt when we are on the path of knowledge. So this is the first aspect of See Father. And of course, to create Brahma, to create the Avyakt Brahma, Shiv Baba spoke the knowledge in the Murlis. The purpose of speaking the knowledge through the Murlis was to give all of us and Brahma Baba a template as to what is it to become divine. When Shiv Baba comes to our world, we are in the belief that we are humans, or we have this belief that we have evolved from apes, or whatever belief that we are carrying within us. And when Shiv Baba comes to us, he comes in the body of Brahma. The first belief that he institutes within us is that you are a divine being. The first belief that it speaks about is Tat Tvam Asi. You are that. You are that meaning you are the perfect form of a human. And in order to reconstitute this belief in us, in order to keep this belief alive in us, and in order for Brahma himself to know how to grow from being a human Brahma to an Avyakt Brahma, Baba, Shiv Baba speaks the Murlis. So in the Murlis, Baba gives maps, signals, pathways. He gives incidences of history. He gives a lot of other things for us, for Brahma Baba to know about what is it to walk on this journey. And it is also a pathway for Brahmins to understand our image of divinity. That is the essential purpose of the Murlis. Hence, the second aspect of See Father is the most important aspect of listening to the Murli, not as a chore, not as a routine that Baba asks me to complete, or not as a task that has to be done in 25 or 30 minutes before going off for some other seva. Listening to the Murli should be with the purpose of listening to it as Brahma Baba did. When Dadi Janaki speaks about Mera Mukh Brahma Mukh Ho, Mera Man Brahma Man Ho, what does she essentially mean? She means that we have to listen to the Murli to understand those roadmaps, those signals, that template that God is creating for divinity, and to accept and live those signals in our life. Hence, the Murli has to be given that 40 minutes or 1 hour or 2 hours of study every day in order to deconstruct it to understand what is it that Shiv Baba spoke today for my journey. The Murli is the script for all Brahmins. And today, if I am going to institute this practice within myself, then the coming generations of Brahmins will accept and understand the Murli in the same way. But if I am going to do a hush-hush, rush-rush job of listening to the Murli, that is a culture that is going to prevail in the Brahmin world. So the second aspect of See Father, an aspect which Brahma Baba followed meticulously in his life, every day, day in and day out, is to understand the image of divinity that Shiv Baba is trying to create and constitute within us every day by listening to the Murali, by giving it that respect of a 1 hour study that it needs, and by knowing and understanding that the magic of the Murali, the blessings, all of those things are working for me right now in my life. This is what Shiv Baba calls by lambe samay ka purushart, or a long time effort making. The blessings of the Murali, the signals of the Murali, all of those aspects of the Murali should be the ones in my consciousness. They should now form the core belief for myself. So listening to the Muralis with respect and with the time and attention that is due to it is the most important aspect of Sea Father. Because this is what Brahma Baba did as a father. He is a father of humanity. So if he could spare time for the Murali, so can we. This respect shows a respect towards ourselves as Brahmins, towards the need to create that image of divinity and to become what God wants me to be. So today we spoke about the two aspects of Sea Self. First is looking into Brahma Baba's life, trying to understand all the episodes, experiences, attitudes and beliefs that Brahma Baba practiced in his life. We should remember that it took Brahma Baba 33 years in order to become Avyakt. So we have a long history of the Yajna and of Brahma Baba, which we can look into in order to understand what should be the attitude that I hold in my mind if I am faced with a similar situation in the drama. This is the primary purpose of seeing Father, seeing the physical Father Brahma, of looking at the attitudes and the disciplines that he followed in his life if I am faced with a similar situation in the drama. The second aspect that we spoke about today is understanding the template of divinity that Shiv Baba is creating through the Muralis. The Muralis are not just a newsletter for us every day. Baba reads or speaks the Murali in a continuity of images, thoughts and the processes of the consciousness, talking both about bhakti and talking about the future that is to come. So understanding, knowing and reading and believing in the image that Baba is creating for me in the Murali, giving it that love and attention and using it as my blanket in order to cross over to Satyuga. That is the purpose, second aspect of seeing Father. Seeing what Shiv Baba is talking to me every day through the Murali in order to know what is my highest sense of divinity. Today I will conclude this talk with these two aspects of Sea Self, and later in a further talk I would like to talk about the other aspects of Sea Self. Thanks for listening to me. Om Shanti.